Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. You're listening to Professor Applewhite, student to teacher to student. Just a moment, please. We're having technical difficulty.
Is she still talking? Or no?
She's talking over here. She's going to call me.
No, it's there now.
Oh, she hung up.
So what's happening with this phone? I'm totally confused.
Okay, I guess that's the show. That's the show.
Right? I hear nothing.
She's going to call in. Let me bring it back up.
I hear nothing. No, nothing now.
Good morning.
Alright, here we are. Had some problems and challenges, but I believe we're on now. Okay. We're back on now. All right. Sometimes there are challenges in life, and it's not about how you fall down, it's about how you get up. Okay, so our host, Professor Denise Applewhite, will be on shortly. She's going to clarify how desire and motivation apply to success at school and college and in the workforce. White Apple Institute encourages adult students and teachers at all levels on ways to improve our life situations by continually building our desire and motivational skills and sharing these concepts with others. We want to hear and share stories from our listeners about those that lost their desire to go to school and the motivation to work and support themselves, but found a way to get their life back on track instead of living off of others. All right? So, and we're going to talk about how we can stay positive and how we cannot let the present economic problems we are enduring globally cause us to give up. Okay, here we go. All right, then. So, it looks like we have, first of all, caller with the 480-659. Are you there?
Good morning. This is your Professor Applewhite calling in.
So yes. Yes. Talk to us. How are we doing?
I was having technical difficulties, too, this morning. But I'm so glad. I'm still seeing that we've got almost 800 listeners out there listening already. Welcome to the show this morning, and our co-host, Nazim Rashid, will be running the switchboard this morning and asking you questions as we go along. So we expect to have some response here, because it's real important that we understand, we've been talking about desire for a long time, Nazim.
Yes.
And motivation. And what I wanted to talk about this morning, really get deeply into, is how we can have desire and motivation to learn when we look at today's economy and what's happening. And, you know, as people are graduating, whatever age they are, especially high school students who are graduating, and adult students who are 30 and 40 years old. My daughter, who is in her 30s, is still looking at the fact, is there a future also, even for her? You know, this is a very important, even though she holds down a full-time job at a major corporation, there's still an issue of the downsizing that's going on everywhere. And so with that, even my son and many of my students have called for these concerns. So I wanted to really get into how do we keep that desire going and how do we keep building that motivation to continue learning and building motivational skills so that we won't lose our position. That makes sense?
Sounds wonderful. And tell you what, on that point here, I just want to hear from another caller with a 480-584 prefix. You're on the air, Blog Talk Radio, student and teacher.
Okay, okay. Any other callers online that want to?
584?
Yeah, that's me. This is Tom from
Radio.
I just think that sometimes you just have to go for goals. Whether you think you can do it or other people don't. When I was going to go to college, my parents, I'm dyslexic, I'm intelligent enough, but I'm dyslexic, and my parents didn't figure I could finish college. And if they had told me that, I probably wouldn't have, you know, because I might have got discouraged. But it's important if you have hurdles to overcome in your life that you just do the best you can and really dig in. If you're not that good at math, then work on your math. If you're not that good at English, work on your English. And the same holds true of jobs, too.
Great. That is wonderful. That is wonderful. I think that all of us have great stories of how we have not only maintained our desire, those of us who have continued in school and kept ourselves motivated no matter what. Today, what we want to do, as Nazim and I have always talked about, is reach out to those who feel a loss of the desire, that their desire is dwindling, and their motivation. And if you don't mind, I'd like to tell you what the dictionary says about desire. Now, in Nazim's book, Reconnecting, we have another, a much more expanded version of what desire is. But in Webster doesn't give much to the word desire. He says it's to long for and to wish and to crave and to request or ask for, okay? He also associates desire with having a sexual appetite, which is very interesting. And then let me give you motivation. And all of you can look this up in your own dictionaries also, I mean, so that you can get a feel for what these words mean. Motivate itself means causing something to act. You know, have a motive is something as a need or desire, okay, which causes a person to act, okay? You know, causing or having the power to cause motion. So the difference between the two, now, and help me out with this as we help our listeners to understand the difference between the two words here, is that we're talking about desire that we have inside of us to want something. You know, like you're sitting on the couch and you want the Burger King or McDonald's hamburger that's on television, right? But the motivation is getting your buttocks up off the couch and going and getting the hamburger. And I think that's as simplistic as I can get with the difference between desire and motivation. What do you feel about that?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. And it all depends on what side of the fence you're looking on, you know, and too many times we look on the wrong side of the fence for what we say we want to have in our lives. So if you're going to really yearn for, and you're going to, you know, really have this earnest drawing towards something, then your whole consciousness should be about that thing that you're drawing towards. You know, instead of looking at what you're personally in that you don't like, you see, and so forth. So that's a big difference right there. If we focus on that we're drawn toward, you see, and it matches what we say we want in our lives, then we can have true desire motivation there. But we got to look at it in that kind of framework.
Now, it'd be a good idea because, and you know, we have Tom online who is not only paraplegic, but he is also a very developed and rewarded. There's all kind of awards and newspaper stories written about how he has been a wonderful athlete as far as basketball and swimming. Okay. And what I'd like to ask Tom, not necessarily for himself right now, but in looking at other people who have been associated with you in that particular athletic field, Tom, have you seen people that have had the desire to want to join the team, to be part of the team, and say, man, I really want to do that. And then you turn around and look, and they're gone because somewhere they lost the motivation to do the act itself.
Oh, yeah, we saw that a lot in wheelchair basketball. We'd get people that had never been in a wheelchair come in with a leg missing because you don't have to be confined to one to play or something, and they wouldn't do well their first night, and they expected to play as well as people that had played 4, 5, 6 days, 6 years, I mean, and it just didn't happen for them. And you saw that they had the potential, but they just didn't have the desire, and it kind of drives you nuts when you're trying to recruit somebody like that, but that happened quite a bit.
Wow. You know, did you hear that word, Nazim, and our other listeners out there? The word was potential. That's another one that, Nazim, you've talked about that when you've seen a student that has so much potential. And it's aggravating, and it is aggravating to me too. I have to admit that they can go to a program up until the last minute. You know how we talked about that, and so they have the desire and the motivation, and then all of a sudden they lose the motivation at the end.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, see, what happens is, see, we have different realities out here. We have different realities. Yours, mine. Tom, Joe Blow, Sally Sue, I mean, they all have our own realities, and we can see a potential in a person. We see it as clear. We tell ourselves if they just try just a tad bit more, they can accomplish real-life miracles. But they have to see it for themselves, or it's not real at all. They think you're crazy for even saying it, you know? So they have to see it. So our job as educators is to be the best painters, artists as possible, and paint the picture as clear as possible so they can see what we're seeing. Now, when they can connect with the reality that we have for them and they claim it and own it for themselves, then you wouldn't have to worry about them crossing the finish line. They'll cross the finish line before you even think they could. They'll do it then. But they got to see it for themselves.
Excellent.
Excellent.
By the way, real quick, hold that thought right there. We have another caller, 418 prefix. Call, you're on 602-418. 602-418.
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Beverly. Sorry, I had to tune in late, but I'm just, this conversation that's going on is just wonderful. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing, and it's a pleasure to be able to tune in and listen to you all this morning.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I'm sure that you can share stories yourself, Beverly Polonis. This is Dr. Bev, known as Dr. Bev, and Dr. Bev has a very interesting business in the field of health and wellness. And deal specifically, pretty much, with women's issues. Is that a good way to announce you?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
And also, she serves on the board for White Apple Institute, and we certainly appreciate her donation of time. And but we were just wondering. I mean, have you come across people in your business because you run an interesting company with Noni Juice? And I'm sure you find a lot of people that get very excited about the product at the beginning and the opportunity at the beginning. And so they have a desire. So how do we get the motivation? How do we kick in the motivation? Or actually, no, we can't kick in anybody's motivation. We have to find it, help them find it within themselves. And so what kinds of strategies do you use to do that?
Actually, I've run into that a lot of times, okay? So it's just a matter of sorting through to find out which one to tell you about. So I'll tell you about what I use as a strategy, and that is as you all were speaking about, I try to instill in them their own greatness, their own power, their own ability to dictate their own life and the direction that their life will go in. If this is something that is that they really, truly want, then I'm there for them to help them to visualize and attain their dreams. And one of those, of course, is going to be their health. And a lot of times it's very sad that they're not able to be able to afford to just purchase the product and to consume it without using some of the tools that we have to bring that money back into them so that they can continue to stay on the product. So I try to show them things like that and to give them a dream. I help them to share in their dream. Had it not been for a gentleman by the name of Mr. Robert P. Dean out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who first took me aside when I was in electrical wiring class and told me that someday, just by me learning electricity and how to be an electrician, it would help me in so many other ways. Well, he instilled in me what I could be, who I could be. He took away all of the negativity of my upbringing, of who, my downtrodden, that I'm not anybody, and he gave me a dream. And that's what I try to share with people.
Yes, self-worth. In other words, you
exactly,
help people
exactly.
build self-worth. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
The self-worth.
Born with it. Right, right. Exactly.
And the other thing, one other thing that I'd like to add is that I have been an administrator at the community colleges, and in that capacity, I would go out and go to different recruitment sites, and I had the opportunity one day to speak with a young lady, and I instilled in her her dream. That's all we talked about that day was her success in her education and what that would bring to her in the future. Approximately about 5 to 8 years later, I met this young lady again, and she was applying for an intern position in my department at the community colleges. She had completed her education. She had her degree. She was working on her bachelor's degree and got offered a very good job. And she recognized me and just hugged me and thanked me just for that one conversation. So I'm saying this story to point out what we say to people in a moment can empower them, and what we say to people in that same moment can also destroy them. So we need to be very careful what we say.
Hey, now, Jean, isn't that what we do? I mean, Beverly, Dorothy, that's what we do, Tom. We plant seeds, and sometimes we don't see those seeds blossom. Seeds of the desire is already there, and we plant the seed of motivation. We hope that somewhere along the line, in what Nazeem does with this personal development counseling, what I do with my rehabilitation counseling, will in some way implant these seeds. And Tom is runs the student advisory board, which is a critical part of White Apple Institute, and which directly talks to the student at the beginning, hoping that they can pull out what that desire is so that we can then step in and help them with their motivation. So, I mean, we've got a really good program at White Apple Institute. For those of you listening out there, please make sure that if you're not in the mind that you need something like this in order to continue with school or work, and you're feeling like, you know, you're lost, if you don't want to contact us, at least contact a counselor at a school, at your workplace, and get some help. Talk to somebody.
Yes, Professor Apple, I wanted to give you a quote here. Actually, I was looking at my book, and my chapter on addictions has a quote by this woman. Her name is Ramtha, R-A-M-T-H-A, Ramtha. She's a master teacher, and she has a good quote here. She says, quote, "No one has ever come along and ever given you sufficient knowledge about your beautiful self, how you work from the inside out. Why do you have addiction? Because you have nothing better. You have dreamt of nothing better because no one has ever taught you how to dream better," unquote.
Oh, wow. How to dream better. And you know, oh, my goodness.
That
isn't
powerful.
That is so powerful. I need a minute to even absorb, because you know, when Tom talked about potential, and then we put together dream better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just in those two concepts and listening to what Beverly says about basically planting those seeds, we can see that because a lot of parents get very upset when they come to the community college level and they look at me and they say, well, why isn't my son or my daughter going forward and doing what they need to do, and why do they want to drop out? And I think that most of it is because we have a way of shooting down dreams. And we don't want you to feel that way out there, our listeners out there. We don't shoot down dreams at White Apple Institute.
No, but if you can teach them how to dream, how to paint a better picture for themselves, let them know that they have the capacity, they have the God spirit inside of them already there, and all that they can have to do is tap into that greatness that's already instilled within them and dream better, and then they can have some dreams come true. Matter of fact, isn't that the Walt Disney, I forgot, people said that how can you have a dream if you dream, how can you have a dream come true if you don't dream? You see? So you have to be able to dream, imagine, seeing yourself in another position in order for it to come true. You know, like the old saying goes again, how can you ever win if you don't play the game? You see, you got to get in there. You got to get in, start painting the picture of life. Start looking at how you're going to be in a better position, better thought process, and just feel you're worth all the good there is out here and claim it for yourself and say, yes, I can have this, I can have that, I can afford this, I can do this, I can eat better, I can walk better, I can think better, I can see better, I can acquire better, you see, I can attract better, you know, I can have better, I am better.
I am. You know, someone helped me last night to do something called a I believe it was a content meditation. And it started with, you know what, I'm going to hold it to the end of the show because I realize that our time is getting on, and I know Dorothy has some resources to share, and I think Tom was trying to get in and say something.
Yes, also, so before we do that, I'll be hearing a couple words from another caller, a 518 prefix I see, 518. Are you out there, 602-518?
Yeah, this is Angelo Walker. This is, I'm listening.
Okay, all right. Anything more to come, you can. So Dorothy, I believe Dorothy's on, like wonderful wifey Dorothy. And are you there, Dorothy?
Now this, like I said, this is Angelo Walker. I'm the Global Resource Information, and I'm a peer counseling trainee with Applewhite Institute.
Okay, wonderful, Angelo. Good.
You know what I mean.
Fantastic, wonderful, fantastic, good. If you want to just listen, that's okay. If you want to just throw something in, that's okay, too. Tell you what, right now, I'll ask Dorothy to give us some resources, then we'll get back to you, Angelo, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry, I joined so late, I'm just not waking up.
That's okay. Hey, but think about it, you woke up, and that in itself is a miracle. You woke up.
That's the motivation that we've been talking about. You had a desire to be on the show. And something inside of you gave you the motivation that kicked in, and you picked up that phone and dialed. That's exactly what we're talking about this morning.
Yeah. So you woke up, and that's important right there. A lot of us didn't wake up this morning.
Right. Exactly.
You see? Dorothy, you're on.
Good morning. I want to just remind everyone about the resource of using our public libraries. A lot of the services are free. And also want to remind everyone that we have a website, whiteappleinstitute.org. We're a volunteer organization, so we appreciate your memberships and donations. And also I want to share with you that you can join if you enjoy shopping online, and many of us do. You can get cash back when you join a blast-off site. So, for example, White Apple Institute, blastoff.com is a website you can join. It's free, and you'll get cash back when you shop there. And if you don't shop there, it's a very helpful web page to set up on your computer. And I want to thank our sponsors. I'll put notes out on the web for our supporters and sponsors without taking a lot of time.
May I say, Dorothy, that I've got to let the listeners out there know and our board and those listening that Dorothy is a very special resource person. She looks for things that can help our organization grow. And what she's talking about when she says, if you shop online, and I've just been amazed at this, is that you can buy airline tickets and you can go to Sears and JCPenney and all the stores that you normally walk through the mall in, and you can shop on this White Apple Institute Blastoff, right? .com.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, and if you need more information on that, just call in to us or, call, you know, connect with us through our website. More information. I'm excited about that. As a matter of fact, I'll be getting some airline tickets for a friend of mine through the White Apple Institute Blastoff.
By the way, what other stores are available there? Give the listeners an idea of what other stores they can go to. How about the Walmart and Target and Borders? How about them?
Is that on there too? Walmart is on there too?
I haven't seen Walmart, but I've seen, so I don't know because they do ask store, but I know Target is there. Target is definitely there. Office Max and office supply stores are there. Bookstores are there. We bought
Foot Locker.
Pardon? Foot Locker? I think that Foot Locker is there.
Right.
Now, Things Remembered are there. A lot of jewelry stores are there for people buying Valentine's gifts.
Uh-huh.
And even for if you buy vitamins, they have e-vitamins on there. So it's pretty much any. I bought an office chair there from the office Overstock. I know on television you see Overstock.com a lot. They you can buy through there also. And the thing is when you pardon.
How can you miss? I mean, this is a win-win situation.
Yes, it's a win-win situation. And the thing is, when any individual joins at your site, they have their own site. They're shopping from their own mall. So they get a check that comes to them in the month, and which each month there's a hard copy check issued if you want it that way or if you want it to build up to a certain amount and have them send your checks in. But also a percentage, because they shared that information, a percentage of that goes into your White Apple Institute as well. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Wow.
Well, fantastic. With eight minutes more to go, I think that's a wonderful item for us to keep in mind. We can do all our shopping that way, and everybody wins. It's a win-win situation for everybody. It brings money into the institute. You might put a dollar or two in your pocket. You help everything. That's a wonderful thing to do and think of. Fantastic. By the way, I want to go right to Angelo. Angelo, if he's still on there, I'd like to say a few words. Angelo, are you still there?
Well, like I said, Nazim, I'm just going to listen today, you know, because like I'm just not waking up, and my head is not too clear.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate your motivation this morning. You certainly
did. Yeah, I'm sorry about that today. This is just one of those moments where, you know, my brain is just not working at the moment.
No problem.
I tell you what, that's okay. We love you anyway. We got another caller, a 418, a prefix, 418.
Yeah, this is Beverly again. I had dropped off the call and I came back on, but I wanted to know if someone could spell out the web address. I wasn't able to get it all down.
Gloria, you on still?
Watching our time right now because I know that Tom had something more to say. So let's
we have 7 minutes so far. Yeah, 7 minutes.
But just email it to me. Be fine. Just email it to me.
Okay.
All right.
You okay?
I'm just saying I wanted to close with something.
Okay.
Tom.
There's an old saying that goes, aim at nothing and you will surely hit it. That I think of, and that really shows about motivation and desire a lot.
You said aim at nothing and you will surely hit it?
Yes, that's what I said.
That's interesting. It's almost like I heard the other night, you know, if you want to hide something, hide it in the most obvious place. I wanted to share with you, Nazreen, something that I'd like to close with today. I know we only have a few moments left, and we for that beautiful music that you share with our listeners. And it is, be still and know that I am God, and be still and know that I am, and be still and know, and be still, just still, and then just be. So be still and know that I am God, and know that within ourselves, so that as we are looking to build our desire and to build our motivation, that whatever name we call God, however we worship, that is another source. I think, for me personally, it is the main source to look at as far as desire and motivation. So I just wanted to share that with others.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And I hope
good.
You get a chance to hear some of that River Nile before you close. Mm-hmm. And I know you always have something beautiful to close with. Now, Amy did a wonderful job with hosting today and helping out as I'm traveling and not in a location where I can really get into the show, and it's just wonderful that you just roll up your sleeves and because you know how important it is to reach out to now over 4,000 students we have out there listening and teachers listening to our show, because we're all students and teachers at one time or another.
That's right. With 4 minutes remaining, we appreciate that for sure, and that's an important point to understand, is that we're always in the middle, so to speak. Anytime you think that you are down and now you think you might be on the curve, you think that life can't get any worse and no one has a harder time than you, always look beneath you. There's always someone beneath you, always. And if you think that you've got so much going on for yourself and you're so full of that ego part of you that thinks that you're all that, if you look above, there's always someone doing better. So, therefore, by keeping in mind that we're always in the middle, you know, that keeps the ego in check. We don't get too full of ourselves, and we always be in a humble position, so knowing that we can always be in a position to help someone else, there, always, 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 always. And help someone to dream better, to plan better, and to see better in themselves. And if we can just do that on a regular basis, just that by itself, that will produce miracles. You know, and miracles are always there for people who believe in them. They happen all the time. We have to believe. And the more we believe in them, the more they'll happen for us. Because there's everything is a muscle. You have imagination muscles. You have miracle muscles.
Get that river now as we're getting closer to our time.
See? And
wish all of our big listeners much love and peace, and hope that they'll tune in for part two of this show next Saturday. Much love and peace to all of you.
All right, and we have, according to my computer, we have 2 minutes left, so we got just a little bit of small amount of time to even say that. But what I'm saying is very, very important to understand is that we can all be an instrument of good and peace and love and desire out here, but we have to own that for ourselves and be that, and see life and love in everything. When you see a rose, feel good because, you know, that rose represents life. When you see grass growing, you feel good because that represents life. You see, and so forth. So just feel good. When you get up in the morning, feel good because what happened, you woke up. Like Angelo woke up. That's a miracle. He woke up. You know, he was able to get up. God revived him for another experience of life. You know?
That's a great example.
And that's important. Yeah, that's important there. So that's why we have to see ourselves as an instrument of peace, an instrument of change, an instrument of miracles, an instrument of imagination for ourselves and
an
others.
Instrument of miracles and an instrument of imagination. Wow. Our listeners need to keep that in mind throughout this week. And, of course, the desire and motivation to learn. Nazim, thank you so much for the words of wisdom that you share with us.
Yes. And thank you, too, and thank everybody out there. They can plug in anytime they want to. Stay connected. Okay. That's important.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Dorothy. Thank you, Beverly and Tom and all the other listeners out there. Make sure you go onto the website and make some comments there. The comments help us to develop more sponsorship and also to develop that membership. Here's that river now. Come on up. Here we go.
Go on jazzrenaissance.com to hear more about River Nile. Jazzrenaissance.com. Thank you. See you next week.